Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Ishke Aaron is appealing to residents in the vicinity of Letterkenny to conserve water so that reservoirs can fully replenish. The Health Ministry is being urged to urgently release the required funding to develop a critical care unit at Letterkenny University Hospital. News that the British government is pausing funding for city and growth deal projects is totally unacceptable and deplorable, according to a former mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council. The Taoiseach says he hasn't been given a timeline on a decision for the development of Casement Park in Belfast, and the North West Greenway is officially opened this week. Later in the bulletin, Mark Gallagher is here with Sports News. That's coming up at around 5:15, and it's a Friday. Colm Furter will be here with Unnoocht. We begin, though, with Ishke Aaron and its appeal to residents in the Letterkenny area to conserve water. The utility says it's experiencing very high levels of demand, particularly in the south of Letterkenny, and it's asking people to be mindful of their water usage to allow supply catch up with demand and enable reservoirs to fully replenish. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Ishke Aaron says a surge in demand for water has affected reservoir levels, with some customers in elevated properties at Bomini, New Mills, Rohan, Drumminocht, Conwall, Tullygay and surrounding areas experiencing intermittent supply issues. As a result, they are asking homes and businesses to be mindful of their water usage to allow supply to catch up with demand and enable reservoirs to fully replenish. Speaking about the need to conserve water, a spokesperson stressed that reductions made by individual customers can collectively result in significant supply improvements for all users. Ishke Aaron says operations staff are making every effort to maintain water supply to customers in these areas as much as possible, and in addition to a dedicated leakage reduction project, they are monitoring and optimising flows and pressures around the clock.
The Health Minister is being urgently told to release required funding to develop a dedicated critical care unit at Letterkenny University Hospital. A report by the National Critical Care Programme has found facilities at the hospital are suboptimal and highlights the lack of critical care beds and isolation rooms. Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin has written to Health Minister Stephen Donnelly asking that he release much needed monies to deliver an additional 10 beds in the critical care unit, 6 intensive care beds and 4 high dependency beds. Deputy McLaughlin says for years the hospital has been neglected by government, and that must change.
It's very worrying reading. It's clear now for a long time that the intensive care facilities, the high dependency care facilities at Letterkenny have not been up to standard. But this report leaves it without any doubt whatsoever that you have no isolation room, the floor area is too small, even issues around electrical power points, the whole range of things that were totally inadequate. You have patients who are having to be sent home when really they shouldn't be, then they're coming back again. So what they have asked for, and this is critical and urgent now, is a dedicated unit with 6 intensive care beds and 4 high dependency beds with the necessary staffing along with it. This is not a choice, this is absolutely urgent in terms of the care at Letterkenny Hospital.
And in the grand scheme of things, an additional 10 beds doesn't appear to be a lot to be asking for.
It's around 1 to 1.5 million of cost, so this is, you know, really, in the wider scheme of things, not really a huge amount of money in terms of healthcare, but it is hugely important that we have the proper facilities that you would expect in any major hospital. And I have to say again, Letterkenny University Hospital is the 6th largest hospital in the state. It's a major hospital, but you just don't have the intensive care, high dependency care facilities that you would expect. And again, I have to say it's down to neglect. This has been raised for years. This is now the second time this particular team has raised this. It now needs to be acted on, and I have put it to the Minister, Stephen Donnelly, to urgently release the money, get this done as soon as possible.
Deputy Patrick McLaughlin. News that the British government is pausing funding for city and growth deal projects is totally unacceptable and deplorable, according to a former mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council. Councillor Sandra Duffy says a pause in the delivery of the local deal would be a major blow to the whole of the North West's economy and business, and for the city and district as a whole, who have worked tirelessly for years to drive forward the plan to transform the region. In a statement this evening, Councillor Duffy says the City and Growth Deal Funding represents a historic investment in the Northwest. It will have absolutely game-changing outcomes for regeneration, the creation of good jobs and unleashing the region's full economic potential. She's written to the British Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, urging her to immediately reverse the decision. Meanwhile, a Foyle MLA says the North's economy minister must answer the challenge set out in the McGee Task Force report, which has been published this week. The report outlines how an investment of £700 million will be required to progress commitments secured ahead of its action plan later this year. The task force says there's a stronger unity of purpose than ever before and a genuine willingness to address historic underinvestment in the Northwest. But it stresses sustained direct investment will be required. Well, Foyle MLA Sinéad McLaughlin says the expansion of the McGee campus will be a huge economic catalyst for the whole of the Northwest.
The people of Derry have been waiting 60 years for a properly resourced university. Now there should be a clear pathway to get to at least 10,000 students in this city. The ask and the pathway is very clearly articulated in the report, and we want to see the pace of change moving at a much more accelerated rate than has been up to now.
Because there has been so many promises over the years, and Derry itself has developed in line with the prospect of the McGee campus being expanded. So this does need to happen.
This does need to happen. And as I said, it has to happen now with pace. And there's been many a slip between the cup and the lip, and there's been many promises made, many promises broken. And I suppose, you know, you can be forgiven to say, like, is this another promise that is very grandiose, and is there anything behind it? But honestly, the momentum is there. The minister has made a very clear commitment that he wants to see this happen, and lots of positive initiatives have taken place in recent times.
And that was Foyle MLA Sinéad McLaughlin there. Donegal County Council has promised to engage with the owners of derelict buildings on the Mall and the key area of Remelton to have them structurally secured and brought back into use. The council's team with responsibility for derelict buildings has agreed to liaise with colleagues in the Housing Directorate who are responsible for dangerous structures. Councillor Porrick McGarvey says the council should be looking into serving compulsory purchase orders if the owners aren't taking responsibility for the buildings.
I brought the motion due to the concerns of the people of Remelton, the dangers there along the Mall and the key area, dangerous structures, and the need for the owners to take responsibility and have them fixed up.
In the response from officials, they told you that the dereliction team is having a look at the situation and will report back to the Housing Executive on Council. Are you satisfied with that response?
Yes, well, the regeneration team are responsible for derelict sites, and they're going to liaise with the Housing Directorate, and who is responsible for dangerous structures with a view of assessing the situation and the buildings in question and determining the course of action. Remelton's a heritage town, and these could be brought back to life. There's so many grants available, and I think that they could be made permanent homes for people that's in need of them.
Do you think in some cases in Remelton we will see compulsory purchase orders being put into effect in order for the council to take possession of these homes and make them habitable for people on the housing lists?
I believe the council should use their powers if the property owners aren't willing to commit to doing something. I think the council should use their powers to CPO the property and take them into their acquisition and use them for well-needed houses.
Councillor Porrick McGarvey there. The Taoiseach says he hasn't been given a timeline on a decision by the British government to fund the redevelopment of Casement Park in Belfast. He was speaking after a meeting of the North-South Ministerial Council at Dublin Castle. There's been growing speculation that a decision on funding by the UK government is imminent. Taoiseach Simon Harris says he did raise the issue with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer when he visited Ireland last weekend.
The Prime Minister didn't give me an indication of a deadline in terms of when the British government would be able to make a decision, but did certainly give me a clear understanding that he was aware of timing being important and was working his way with colleagues to see how clarity could be brought to the matter. I would have reiterated on behalf of the Irish government, as we say here again today, that our own financial commitment of €50 million stands.
Well, the First Minister Michelle O'Neill insists Casement Park will be built. She wants to see the stadium redeveloped in time for the hosting of Euro 2028.
I mean, Casement Park will be built. It's still my absolute preference that it is built as part of the Euros. I think that the benefit to come from that is enormous, not just in terms of sport, but just in terms of the economic benefit that comes from building such a stadium, the employment that would bring, the income that would generate. So the benefits are not to be lost.
The new cross-border greenway between Donegal and Derry, and Derry and Tyrone has been officially opened. The €23.8 million Northwest Greenway network spans 46.5 kilometres. It includes walking and cycling routes. The two new routes link Strathfoyle with Quigley's Point and Coolmore and Castlefin via Strabane and Lifford. Well, Donegal and Derry representatives both attended a special ceremony this week to mark the completion and official opening. With a report, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
The EU-backed Northwest Greenway network will cost almost €24 million and is being delivered by Derry City and Strabane District Council, Donegal County Council and Sustrans, with funding from both governments. The two new routes will link Strathfoyle to Quigley's Point via Muff and Coolmore and Castlefin to Strabane via Lifford. The network has already attracted thousands of local users, providing an environmentally friendly travel option for commuters, as well as facilitating active travel, physical activity and encouraging sustainable transport and decarbonisation. The new routes will also provide improved safety for walkers, runners and cyclists. Stormont's Minister for Infrastructure, John O'Dowd, described the project as a shining example of partnership and cross-border work. He's added it's already producing tangible benefits in the Northwest by linking communities and encouraging more people to consider the option of active travel as an alternative to the private car for short journeys. Junior Minister James Lawless said the opening of the Northwest Greenway network represents an exciting development for the Northwest region.
Minister Charlie McConnellogue and former Laois Cionn Comhairle and TD Patricia Gallagher have been selected to contest the next general election in Donegal for Fianna Fáil. Councillor Micheál Nochtain, who had also been nominated for selection, missed out at the party's selection convention last night after one count. Minister Charlie McConnellogue is confident the two Fianna Fáil candidates can get over the line in the next election. He says the best way to deliver change is to be in power.
I'm glad now that we have our ticket for the general election, and I look forward to going on the record of what we have worked really hard for to deliver across the county, and to put then our platform to the people of Donegal for the next occasion around. Fianna Fáil membership and Fianna Fáil representatives are always about trying to be in power, to be in a position to actually deliver change, to work hard, to roll up your sleeves and really get on with the hard work.
Well, for Patricia Gallagher, this will be his 16th election. He says if elected, he'll continue to help the people. He says he's never lost his focus.
Whether it be MICA, whether it be the health services, I was very critical tonight of the fact that we have many people who will be provided with home care packages, but there's no money. And it's very sad that people have to die for other people to be able to avail of these, or to provide people with a grant. And if they get a grant, then of course they have to be very responsible and may have to register as an employer and pay taxes. It doesn't make sense.
Two Donegal organisations are to benefit from a national package of €2.1 million in CLAR funding, which has been announced today. Banisteacht Áras Gwydor Cuidige Fuí Hioran Rahiachta has received €40,400 for a wheelchair accessible minivan. Meanwhile, almost €61,000 has been awarded to the Irish Wheelchair Association in Donegal for a wheelchair accessible vehicle, which includes clamping equipment.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Kids Nastics range for young gymnasts at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. We'll begin with soccer, and Finn Harps are aiming to make it three wins on the bounce as they play bottom of the table Longford Town at Finn Park this evening. After consecutive wins over Cove Ramblers and Athlone Town, former captain Declan Boyle has been assessing Harps' chances of making the playoffs.
It was a big result, obviously, you know, go down to Athlone and getting a big result and a big scoreline as well, 4-1, you know, so a brilliant performance by the players, you know, to pull out that result. And this is the crucial part of the season, where you need to start pulling out results and getting 3 points. And, you know, the more 3 points, obviously, you can get, you know, we close that gap among the teams that are above us a wee bit, with Bray and Athlone and Wexford and UCD are fighting hard for that position. And we are a few points behind Bray. So there's still a bit more work to do, you know. But, I mean, after the result they had, Athlone seems to have had a wee bit of a wall, and they've lost 4 in a bounce now. So that's an interesting to see how they conduct their business and how their results will be for the last part of the season. But, yeah, listen, it's important that the Hearts look after themselves.
Kickoff is at 7:45, and there will be live updates here on Highland with Dermot Doherty. The only other First Division game this evening sees champions Cork City heading to Tralee to play Kerry. In the Premier Division, Dundalk can move off the bottom of the table with a win tonight away to Waterford, and Shamrock Rovers welcome Sligo Rovers to Tallaght. The restricted league schedule is due to the fact that it is FAI Cup quarter-final weekend. Three First Division sides are in action tonight. Athlone Town welcome Premier Division strugglers Drogheda United. UCD entertain Bowes and Wexford play Treaty United. The big tie of the weekend is tomorrow evening when Derry City take on Shelburne at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. The two sides who are going toe-to-toe at the summit of the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division have yet to be separated in their three league meetings so far this year. Derry manager Rory Higgins says the home fans could have a big impact on the game.
We know we're a more formidable team when this place is rocking. We know that, and I think everybody knows that, and we need everyone together. And there's going to be difficult moments in the game. Of course, as we're playing against a good team, and that's when you need to stick together and pull through it together. And then in the moments when we're on top, that the crowd try and drag us over the line, and because they're good at it when they get up and when they get right behind us. There's no better noise in Irish football.
Kickoff tomorrow is at 5:45. In the Irish League Premiership this evening, Portadown host Dungannon Swifts, and cross channel there's one game in the Championship as Hull host Sheffield United. Kickoff there is at 8. In golf, it's day 2 at the Amgen Irish Open at Royal County Down. With the latest, here's Dennis Kerwin.
Both Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry have the leaders in their sights heading into the weekend at the Amgen Irish Open at Royal County Down. McIlroy shot a 70 in camp conditions earlier today. He lies on 4 under par, which is just 2 shots off the lead, currently held by Matteo Manassero on 6 under. The Italian is 5 under par for his round through 13 holes. Shane Lowry had 4 birdies and 2 bogeys in his second round 69. That puts him into red figures on 1 under par and within 5 shots of the leader. 17-year-old amateur Sean Keeling from Rogenstown in Dublin added a round of 72 to his opening 70. This rising star of the game will be around for the weekend on level par. Another amateur, Max Kennedy, is on 1 over par at the turn and currently inside the predicted cut line of 2 over. While also battling hard to make the weekend are Seamus Power, Padraig Harrington, Simon Thornton and Gary Hurley. But Matteo Manassero leads on 6 under par with a trio of Englishmen, Daniel Brown, Laurie Cantor and Todd Clements, all one shot back on 5 under. At the Amgen Irish Open, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Our golf coverage is with Halpany Golf, top brands, best prices. Moving on to Gaelic games, the Donegal Masters meet London in the Gaelic Masters Plate Final in Cavan at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Manager Francie Martin says the Masters side have gelled together well this year and that many of his players are still fresh.
All these fellas would have played against each other basically throughout their careers, you know, and you know, they would know each other well, but they would haven't combined together more or less, you know, up until now. Like, and when they do combine together, they're very good. Like, you know, you have good players that are coming in there that, you know, there would be 40. There's a few there, like Damien Brown, the likes of Nigel McGonigal. Like, they're all good footballers, like.
Yeah.
And they're just touching the 40 now. And you know, fellas like that have the edge, like, because they're younger and they're fresher.
Here in Donegal, the centre of attention this weekend is the preliminary quarterfinals in the Michael Murphy Sports Senior Football Championship, with 2 games on Saturday and 2 on Sunday. Our feature game on Sunday is Gidor's clash with Sean McCool's. You can tune into Highland for live match commentary at 4 o'clock with Oisin Kelly and Brendan Kilcoyne. There's also intermediate and junior championship quarterfinals this weekend. And following the last of the preliminary playoffs on Sunday, Highland Radio will broadcast the quarterfinal draws for the Donegal Senior A and B football championships and the semi-final draws of the intermediate and junior A and B championships. In horse racing, it is Champions Weekend with action at Leopardstown on Saturday and the Curra on Sunday. Donegal jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall has a total of 16 rides over the 2 days. Dylan has 9 mounts on a star-studded card on Saturday at Leopardstown, in which 5 of his rides are group races to the value of $2.1 million. He has a further 7 rides on Sunday at the Curra. And finally, in motorsport, Donegal's Richard Kerr is in action in the Bennetts British Superbike Championship at Oulton Park this weekend, where he's part of Team IWR Honda. And meanwhile, Charles Leclerc recovered from a crash in the opening session to set the fastest time in second practice for F1's Azerbaijan Grand Prix. Championship leader Max Verstappen, who went quickest earlier, came in 6th, while title rival Lando Norris was back in 17th. Mercedes' Lewis Hamilton was 3rd behind Red Bull driver Sergio Perez. That's your sport for this evening, but we will be going over to Jeremy Doherty for regular updates of Finn Harps' clash with Longford from 7.45. Back to you, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. Bord na Mána is inviting companies in Donegal to apply for inclusion in its Accelerated Green Grow and Accelerated Green Start programmes. They're designed to equip promising Irish business owners with the skills and knowledge to scale their companies in Ireland and beyond. They're seeking applications from early stage companies and startups operating in the sustainability sector. Prospective applicants are being invited to attend an event at Loch Esk Castle on Tuesday next, September 17th from 1 to 3. Barry Sherry of ACEL Energy in Monaghan took part in the last programme. He says it was a major benefit to his business.
Definitely would strongly urge people to make the application and try and get on the programme. We found it a real benefit. We found it a huge benefit, so much so that myself and my co-founder, we actually both attended as many modules as we could, because we found that by us attending these modules, said that we could bounce with each other, we could integrate more, network more, and ultimately has benefited our business. In the latter stage, since we've completed the programme, we've just grown from strength to strength.
Some tourists in the north have been left disappointed after going to visit the Derry Girls mural in recent days. A nearby pub, Badgers, has put up a new awning, which is now blocking part of the mural. Badgers Bar isn't commenting. The BBC reports Derry City and Strabane District Council is looking into the matter. Well, these visitors aren't impressed.
I was a bit surprised when I saw that there was like an awning across the middle of it. But then this morning when I was having breakfast at the hotel, it came up on the news that there's a bit of controversy about it. I wasn't expecting that though.
Actually, I've come specifically to see the mural and I think that the awning is appalling.
I'm not too bothered because you can still see the top half of it.
It's sort of like a tourist icon. Yeah, he shouldn't have done it, but I can understand why as well. Tourism, again, keeping his business afloat.
Agusinish anocht, a leif ag colum ferreter.
Jimmer atash of colum ferreter and shall in the prive skilty. Tuck hogal planala changa a agru ag forest negelige con jaim lianna den froses planala changa a kelluru. Bein hogal shul ejur an trahadu lad an visha, agusin caed lad a jerry foher I bark an croaky. Con anilish a yenav ober can agriachti planala changa fodna chira. Jan her skagu egan chogal dol chon kin na blana la changa gujisha, agus na cactana is fejer a olam as an froses shin. Hiol an agriacht corlia om egeha skeltacta agus skeel skoliacta ap ur daravanam cad na malav, is ap e cad a capu le spesh dini fasta agus dini oga. Ní sinne na Jaim Liana Dís a Valu a Savata agus I dro intas na tíra seo. Tá chóras an aircad a ligin an túsa dior gradam a waliu I vorm chlíche. Tá olvuhan idir lewa ag foran glór na gael I dro bronu fan dúrach siosa vectonaha na bliana seo. Na maltarach náisinta chan a hála I mi iaru fóhar, Jennifer and Masunu don von Creua le Linda Crenyhe at ha le charta nias agus rahe na clubana ar mailo corrista ar one arigid na oor a rai kegan maltaracht nasiunta le Linda maltaracta bulhi onadiha na clubana common luchla scale la maltari la hobart na bliana a flay law. Ta fogarts janta ag udras na geltacta gawal si dig torch takiacta don eile Kjol Darn Sanair, Fela Alinya in honour an Kreltura Umracha Ronan Maki Wee, Agus Abe an Elishin Shul Ingi Dor, Egeran Namisa Shah, Es Fela Kelluriha I Shah a Yenins Komaru Hevris, Kultura Agus Changa Nagelthukta. Shin Mahodsha Eligulier Slanagus Banakt.
Good morning, Kalum Agusanish, and I'm sure. Staying cloudy into this evening with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, freshening southwesterly breezes. It'll become dry later with lowest overnight temperatures 9 to 12 degrees Celsius, moderate southerly breezes. Cloudy again tomorrow with outbreaks of rain and drizzle spreading gradually eastward through the day. Highest temperatures on Saturday of 14 to 16 degrees Celsius with moderate to fresh southerly winds. Main stories in brief. The Health Ministry is being urged to release the required funding to develop a dedicated critical care unit at Letterkenny University Hospital. A report by the National Critical Care Programme finds the hospital's facilities are suboptimal and there is a lack of critical care beds and isolation rooms, which needs to be addressed. Ishka Éireann is appealing to residents in Letterkenny to conserve water. The utility says it continues to experience high levels of demand in the south of the town. It's urging people to be mindful of their water usage to allow supply catch up with demand and enable reservoirs to be fully replenished. And news that the British government is pausing funding for city and growth deal projects is totally unacceptable and deplorable. According to a former mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Councillor Sandra Duffy says any pause on the delivery of the city deal for the Derry and Strabane region would be a major blow to the local economy and for businesses and those who have worked tirelessly for years to drive the plan forward for the transformation of the North West. We're back with news headlines again at 6. Check all of today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 13th of September. The death has taken place of Eric Kurt Brunden, 13, Ballycommon Estate, Strabane, formerly of Vancouver, reposing at Quigley's funeral home on Monday evening from 7 to 8. Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount on Wednesday morning at 10. Private cremation afterwards in Lakeland's crematorium. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of John McGinley, Leithmore, Fannad. John's remains will arrive at St Mary's Church, Fanavalti, Fannad, tomorrow evening at 5 to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Sunday morning at 11, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass will be live-streamed on the McAteer Funeral Director's Facebook page. The house is strictly private, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Good and New Cancer Group, care of any family member or McAteer Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Mary Breslin, née Daly, 1 Father McLoon Terrace, Letterkenny. Mary's remains are reposing at her daughter Mina and Anthony DeLapp's residence at 28 Orchard Grove, Ballyrane, from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock with Rosary Nightly at 9. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs for 11:30 Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Ordis E Donal Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Bridie Gibson, née McDade, Drumahill, Manor Cunningham. Bridie's remains are reposing at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock with Rosary Nightly at 9. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:15, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in St Columba's Church, Drumahill Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Alzheimer's Association, care of any family member. The death has occurred of John Ferry, Mina Brock, Duncan Ely. There will be no wake. The funeral mass will take place in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Monday morning at 11. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. The mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has occurred of Connie Maguire, Liz Monaghan, Letterkenny, formerly of Glen Road, Glenties, reposing at his late residence until 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow to St Eunan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Philip McCafferty, Leah Branagh, Aaron Moore. His remains are travelling on the 5:30 ferry this evening to his home, where they'll repose until 11 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 11 o'clock. Rosary both nights at 9. Removal on Sunday afternoon for 12:30 funeral mass in St Cronus Church, Aaron Moore, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. The death has occurred of John Bonner, Ballygawley, New Mills, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at the family residence until 10 o'clock this evening. Rosary tonight at 9. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Columbus Church, Glenswilly, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed on reformdiocese.ie. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please, with donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny Hospital, care of any family member, or Conmacdade funeral directors. The death has occurred of John Dolan, Liskey, Ballandrate, Lifford. John is reposing at his late residence at Liskey Ballandrate until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The funeral Mass can be viewed on clonleeparish.com. And the death has taken place of Bridget Cassidy, née Gormley, 5, Evish Grove, Strabann, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabann, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabann Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.